Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's broadcast sponsored by our friends at Asset Strategies in Avon. And Diane McChesney from Asset Strategies is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
There's nobody in the office this morning. They're all here.
Yeah, that's right. We're all down here to work.
Watching the boss. Yeah. What is it about this charity, Diane, that fits with what your organization's all about?
So we're all about, you know, helping folks get their lives in order and hopefully improving the quality of their lives. This is a great time for giving. We love to help the community, and coming down and helping and showing our support is one of the things we like to do.
How many people do you employ? How many people work for you?
So we have 9 people in the office.
One, five are here. This is great.
Yeah.
Here's my question. What the hell happened to the other 4? They're in double secret probation for not being there.
No, they're on their way, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're here today to help with toys?
We are. We're here to help collect toys, to get them where they need to be. Of course, we are really good at accepting checks.
Yes,
and,
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are.
We're in the money business, so.
How has the business changed, what you do in, like, say, since you've been? How long have you been there?
Yeah, so I've been at Asset Strategies for 8 years, okay. But I've been doing this for, you know, 15.
A few more.
Yeah. So I have to say that actually what brought me to Asset Strategies is that we really focus on financial planning. So there are a lot of firms that say they do,
right,
and then just want your assets under management.
Right.
But we get in there and we actually do the planning and find out, you know, what your goals are, just get real personal about the whole thing.
I would think that much like in our business, where a good interviewer listens well, you have to do that as well. You have to hear what the people have to say and react to that.
Absolutely. It's very personal. We do an initial consultation where we get a feel of whether or not we'll be able to help them. And we have to find out, is there a good fit? Do they like us? And do we think we can work with them? And then we really delve into what are their life goals?
Right.
And then what are they facing? Do they have special needs? Do they have estate, you know, questions? And we just try to, we actually address every part of their lives so that we can figure out how to not outlive their money.
Are people nervous when they come into you, or do they have a pretty good idea of what they need and what they have to do?
They are nervous because they are hoping that what they've put in place is going to work, but they're not sure.
Right.
We try to put them at ease right away. We become a family, actually, and we try to take good care of them.
How does market volatility play into people's mood swings, what you have to do for them, talking people off the ledge, that kind of thing?
So we feel like we've educated our clients really well that the market's going to be volatile. We also tell them about all the noise that's out there on the news and in the papers and just amongst their neighbors. They get nervous, but they call us if they get too nervous, and we just explain it all again that there's market volatility.
Diane McChesney is here. What's your official title? Because you don't have a card?
I know, right?
You're a high roller at this wonderful business, and you don't have a – and we got to get your cards printed up.
Okay, so I've got – I'm the executive vice president of the firm. I'm a partner, and I'm the chief compliance officer, which is really huge.
That's a lot of hats.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hats. What made you want to do this in the first place? What got you involved in this?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. So my parents actually ran out of money at the age of 55.
Oh, my gosh.
Just different life circumstances.
Yeah.
And so the burden kind of fell on me and my husband to support him. Well, you know, we didn't plan that when we were saving our money.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So and also I saw that they were not having the retirement that they had always dreamed about. So I didn't want other folks to be in the same situation. I mean, you know, people need to get on a plan and they need to, you know, watch what they're doing. And the world's changing. Different retirement plans don't exist anymore. You know, those who had pensions are so fortunate.
And the retirement age is changing, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Many of our folks say, okay, when can I retire? Some of them we can say, you know, yeah, regular retirement age. Others we say, well, you might need a part-time job after you retire.
And are people stunned by that? Are people disappointed to hear that?
I think mostly when they come in, they figure that might be what's coming.
Right.
You know, now anyways.
And there's so much information, though, out there. Do people sometimes come in misinformed that you have to change their preconceived notions about what's going on when they come to asset strategies?
Absolutely. They feel like asset managers should be trying to meet the market or beat the market returns. And when we do our financial planning, we actually figure out what type of return do they need. And then we don't want to take any more risk than they need to do that.
Yeah, I would bet. Is it a competitive business?
Yeah, I guess it is, excepting that our firm is one of the few that actually focus on the financial planning first. And then if clients want to put their assets under management, great. But we are really focused on financial planning.
What kind of background does somebody need to have to come do what you do for a living?
So first of all, they need to love to work with people.
Right. Well, I can tell you're a people person.
Yeah.
That comes across.
Okay.
That comes across.
They need to be empathetic. I have my master's in personal financial planning.
Right.
I have my certified
financial
planning.
Where'd you go to school?
So I started at Texas Tech.
Red Raider.
Yeah,
nice.
Absolutely.
Lubbock. What is Lubbock? You know, I doing the games for UConn for as long as I did. I've been to Waco.
Yeah.
I've been to Austin, which may be my favorite city in the USA. But what's Lubbock like?
Lubbock is dry, flat, mostly populated when the students are there. And otherwise, it's almost just a little dust bowl.
Are you from there originally?
I'm from Dallas. I was born in Dallas.
Cowboys fan?
Absolutely.
Sorry. We were doing so well.
Yeah.
We had such a good relationship for 10 minutes. And now you've just, well, I've dated Red Sox fans, so a Cowboy fan.
All right.
And you're happily married. So so tell me more. So you went to Texas Tech.
Yes, I went to Texas Tech. I've had a very graduated with a degree in audiology. I was going to help the deaf population.
Oh, wow.
But I married my husband, who was a fighter pilot in the Air Force.
Nice.
So I had never lived or hardly left Texas. I didn't know you could, actually.
Because there's walls at the border, I
forgot. Yeah. So, I actually left Texas, left the United States. We lived all over the world.
Yeah.
And
what's the most interesting place you lived?
I loved the Netherlands just because such a laid-back lifestyle.
Yeah.
But Okinawa was so different from, you know, our lifestyle that I think that was really interesting.
Yeah. Just to refresh people's memories, where is Asset Strategies? How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, Asset Strategies is at 80 West Avon Road in Avon.
Right.
They can call us at 860-673-5500, or they can look at us online at assetstrats.com.
And you're so involved in the community, and you're so involved with us at the radio station.
Yeah.
You sponsored the Rachel Schlesinger's appearance. She was fabulous.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were there. You must have been there that
day. Of course
day.
We were.
Yeah, of course. I'm an idiot. I am asking you that. But she was fabulous. She's so good.
Yeah.
She to me, and I know you people do a great job, she's kind of the gold standard.
Oh, absolutely. I look to her as a role model, actually.
Yeah.
And, we like her.
You have big – what do you do for Christmas? You stay here? You go back to Texas?
No, we'll stay here,
yeah.
And my daughter will come in from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Okay,
and,
nice.
We take it quiet. I've got older kids now, so.
Something to be said for that.
Yes, there is. Less stress, for sure.
Well, we thank you for everything you do with us here at the radio station, and we really appreciate you sponsoring the day and being here. I believe all your people are here now.
Yes,
so
I think
we can if they want to come around, we can take the yearbook picture.
Okay.
when we get done with this segment. But
that's great,
Diane. Thanks for everything you do. Oh. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for talking with me.
And that wasn't that hard, was it?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't pulling teeth.
No, you made it really easy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Diane McChesney, who is the basically the brains behind Asset Strategies in Avon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four
amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.